Mills County Judges Report, November 18th, 2021, recorded November 16th. Welcome to the weekly Mills County Judges Report. This report is brought to you by our local community radio station, KRNR Goldthwaite, Texas, FM 100.5 on your radio dial. The report is aired at 11:45 a.m. and 5:15 p.m. each Thursday, and is available for listening at your convenience through the Goldthwaite Eagle website or the Mills County website. The big item on the horizon is the November 22nd meeting of the Mills County Commissioners Court, based on the number of issues on the agenda, starting with the annual appointment of the Mills County Child Welfare Board. The proposed 7 members of the board, subject to court approval, will be Mike Williams, Paula Gore, Deb Garza, Jason Williams, Janisa Stegmeiler, Janelle Runyon, and Stacy Hodge. We will then discuss the hail damage repair from the storm last March. We now have proposals for the Christmas light repair and, through a purchasing cooperative, a roofing proposal for the 1885 jail and the copper flashing and roof fixtures on the Mills County Courthouse. These proposals will be fully covered by our insurance company and have already been vetted. The deductible was absorbed last year. There will be a special budget amendment on the agenda addressing both the revenue and expense side of the county budget. The insurance proceeds for the repairs will be listed and amended as additional revenue, and the expense associated with the insured repairs will be listed as additional expense. We have received a final plat submission for a development in the southeastern portion of Mills County known as Rolling Oaks Ranches Subdivision. Actually, the final plat was for only a portion of the 2,800-acre subdivision, which had a preliminary plat filed several months ago. Included with the submission is both the water provision agreement with Corex, which will be a municipal water supply for the lots, and the proposed rules for the homeowners association, which will govern the use of the lots as well as the owner's responsibility to pay for the maintenance of the roads and entrances into the subdivision. Now, there were a few items that are required with the final plat that did not accompany the filing. If those are submitted timely, this may yet be on the agenda. But in their absence, this will either drop off the agenda or be subject to some discussion but no action pending a final submission. Both the county designated surveyor, Don King, and myself are deep into the details of the plat and the agreements. Redistricting will be on the agenda, not for final action, but just to update the court. And in the interest of updating everybody, we have finally pulled enough of the census details by location to determine that although the county has shrunk by several hundred people over the last decade, there is a disparity in the voting population, and actually in the total population, among the 4 commissioner precincts. To be back within the tolerances established by the state, we have to relocate approximately 150 residents from Commissioner Precinct 1 and spread them over Commissioner Precincts 2, 3, and 4. Now, that will probably involve minor precinct line movements on the northern portion of the city of Goldthwaite. It's still under study, will be discussed, and we'll likely have to hold a workshop to hammer out the details. And finally, a late addition to the proposed agenda is the request to make Mills County a constitutional county. This is a proposal which I have deemed unnecessary, as every elected official in the county, and for that matter in the state, is required to take an oath of office, which includes, to their best of their ability, upholding the Constitution of the United States, the state of Texas, and the laws thereof. But we have a group of citizens that have convinced a commissioner that this needs to be on the agenda for formal consideration, and so it will be discussed. The outcome will be interesting. This is Ed Smith, your county judge, thanking you for your interest in county government.